on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
That's a huge Victorian Form Preview today, looking at the feature meeting at Caulfield, Blue Sapphire Stakes Day. We'll also get the quaddy for the Hamilton Cup, which was postponed from Saturday. Let's have a chat to the track manager at Caulfield, the biggest week of his year, Jason Kerr. How are you, Jace?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
You've had really kind weather over the past 7 days. The track would be in A1 condition today?
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, I've been fortunate with the weather, so another nice day today. The cloud's going to clear, I think, a bit later. We'll have a sunny afternoon, and then expecting a little bit of rain between tomorrow and Saturday, so we'll just see how that plays.
Rail out 10 today. Is that the normal practice for this middle meeting?
Yeah, we changed around last year for the first time in a fair while, Michael. We went out to 10 for the middle day and back into true for Caulfield Cup Day. So that's the plan again over the next few days. So, yeah, out to 10, that's sort of reasonably good cover out there. They didn't get anywhere near it on Saturday, obviously, with the rail in through on Guinea's Day. So it presents fresh cover of ground. It's 25 mils of irrigation since Saturday. So certainly got plenty of moisture and given the track. So good for at the moment. And some possibility of an upgrade, but certainly not a good thing, I wouldn't think. It's with a, overcast sort of still day at the moment.
And you mentioned that rain predicted on Friday and Saturday. How much is expected to hit Caulfield?
They're saying between sort of 4 and 8, I think, tomorrow, and then sort of 5 to 15, possibly Saturday. So it seems to be sort of toning down a little bit the forecast as the days get closer, but certainly I think we're going to probably have enough rainfall, not to worry about irrigation, and as I say, we get what they're predicting. It's probably going to be slightly rain affected on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too rain. It wouldn't get into a really soft range, though, would it, with that rainfall?
No, certainly. I think if the forecast holds, we'll be in that 5 or 6 range. Have a little bit of luck, we'll probably still a chance to stay in the good 4 range. But yeah, I think probably the 5, maybe a 6 rating is probably the most likely at this stage for Saturday, given the forecast.
All right. Now, you had Dean Lester worried the first couple of weeks, but he's a bit more relaxed after your last couple of efforts. You need to fight back today. What's the best from Caulfield?
I've got to head back to the locals, Mike. I've had all my luck with the locals, so I'll stick to Vega Knight. The darling is ready to win. Trained by 3 Little, so we'll stick our faith in
Vega Knight today. Colin Little, he's been going well as well. Good luck today, Jace.
Thanks, Michael.
Dean Lester, the best in the business, joins us. How are you, Dino?
I'm well, thank you, Michael.
Rail out 10, how do you expect it to race today?
I don't mind Caulfield when the rail's out that sort of 8, 9, 10 range. I think plays pretty well. It's probably when it gets to the 12 and 12 metre I get a bit worried about patterns, but no, I think it'll play okay. Fields aren't huge either, so I think everyone will get their chance.
And we start with a smallish field of the first, a couple of scratchings taking out 3 and 5. Embolism, Danny O'Brien gave it a really good push this morning, is the favourite at 280. Rathlin, 420. Tank at 440. And then we're down to Jaffa Stock at 650. And Confrontational, give it some strength, Dino. Just a little share in that one at around about 950. How do you see this race being run?
Well, I thought that the speed probably not clear cut. Missing between Zalmatian, Tanker, I think are all probably capable of going forward. Zalmatian does have the blinkers off, which might show an intent to just restrain. But I think the speed will be even. I think it'll be stronger than the race that Tanker won at Moonee Valley recently. I think that Embolism deserves to be favourite. The little key is he's just going to have to get out off the rail at some stage, I'd imagine, and get a little bit of luck. And if he does, I think he's the one to beat. He comes through that good race at Flemington, Grand Slam, came through it to run so well in the Guineas, and I think that form's strong. Rathlin has had 2 runs back. They've been in a lot better races than this. He's had a freshen up. I think this is a very suitable option for him to run well, and Jamie Carr taking the ride loses nothing there. I think your horse has got a terrific little chance, Confrontational. He'll probably settle last, but he'll get the track into the race and he'll have the clear air to run on strongly, and that's what he will be. He'll be strong at the end of 1600. And Tanker, I thought, pretty much was gifted that win last start. There's a little bit more pressure, but he has won here at Caulfield next best. But Embolism, the one to beat. 4, 2, 6, and 1.
4, 2, 6, and 1 in the first. Race number 2 is an interesting race, Dean. It's the Ned's Coonjee Handicap. Take out Captain Cook, and I see Robert Hickmont said if Django Freeman wins, he will go to a Caulfield Cup. If Al Galale wins, Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace have got a big decision to make. It's the favourite at 250, Nonconformist 390, Django Freeman 440. Who do you like in the Coonji?
I'm really keen on an each way basis on number one Harlem. I think he just doesn't miss each way for mine. He's had three runs back. They've all been group one level. His last two, he's been just too close to the speed, yet he's run very well. He's been beaten less than three lengths in both of those. And gee, it's a long time since he's run in this sort of race at this distance. He ran in the Mornington Cup at 2400, which was probably too far for him. But 2,000 metres, I think he's well placed. I think he'll run really well with Mark Zara aboard. Al Galale, no real knock on his form. He's going well. He won at this sort of level last start, and he goes up 3 kilos for it. I think Harlem's a terrific price to beat him, though. Six, Django Freeman. He's the other one coming off the Turnbull Stakes. Didn't get a lot of room when he needed it. He ran okay, and he'll be competitive. And next best, number eight, Nonconformist, who had that little setback between his first and second up runs, but should be ready to show his best now getting to 2,000 metres. But not a big field, but a good race. But I think Harlem each way, 1, 3, 6, and 8.
1, 3, 6, and 8. If either Django or Al Galale won and backed up, would they be competitive in a Caulfield Cup?
They're interesting profile horses. Probably Al Galale, they continually say that he's not as good on soft ground, so that'd be a consideration if the rain came, and he'd have to run 2400. And Django Freeman's got a, you know, if he was impressive today, he's that lightly raced profile that he could be a little chance. But yeah, they'd both be, you know, I think they'd be 20 to 1 plus, but they'd be, they'd certainly be at least in form at the right time.
Race number three is over the 2,000 metres. We can take out 5 and 7. Grand Promenade is the favourite at 270. Gamay at 420 and Irish Flame at $6. All in good form. Good push from Dave Eustace yesterday and also this morning with the Brekkie boys talking about Grand Promenade, saying he might have to take up the speed, Dino.
Well, he could. There's a little bit of pressure inside him. He's drawn barrier 5 and... Look, Vegas Knight, Irish Flame, Zooey's Comet, Look Sharpish, have all got a degree of tactical speed. And I think if John Allen wants to push on, he probably can. But it'd be interesting because all the speed's drawn inside him and Gamay's probably going to take the sit just behind them. So I think Grand Promenade will win. He's had the two runs back. He's going well. And now he gets into his sort of sweet spot distance-wise, up to 2,000 metres and beyond. I think he's hard to beat. Gamay beat him home at Flemington. So she's certainly very competitive. And the main danger, and she isn't an ethereal stakes winner at this track and distance, so it has to be regarded. Irish Flame was very brave behind Saracen Knight. It was a fast run race. He was left in front quite early and battled on really well, only to get run down the last few strides. And Royal Crown didn't have the best of luck at stakes level last start. Back to a restricted race here can certainly improve and has won at Caulfield. So it's a good race, but I think Grand Promenade's the one to beat. 2, 3, 4, and 6.
2, 3, 4, and 6. Race number four, it's the feature. Just the three runners. Anders, $1.50. Hanseatic, $3.70. And Ranting at $6. This is what Dave Eustace had to say about Anders this morning.
I'm not saying he's totally one-dimensional, but he has his way of racing at this stage of his career anyway, and that's a jump and lead. He's got, you know, magnificent gate speed. He gets into stride quicker than anything else. And you know, we'll do that again today. So I'd be very, very surprised if he wasn't in front at the start of the race. And we bloody hope he's in front at the end. yeah, he'll be leading, and you're not saying he's just a catch me if you can horse. He does relax underneath you, but he's certainly not going to be breaking a horse's stride and what his advantage against other horses is. And I haven't seen a 3-year-old this year jump and put themselves on speed as quick as him. So he'll be doing that, and hopefully he can burn them off.
So, Dino, do we take the $1.50 Anders? Do we put him in multis?
Look, I think he'll win. He's a very, very smart horse, and he obviously had a setback which caused him to miss the Moyer. He's just probably got to do it now at 1,200 metres, which I think won't be a problem. He trialled very well. I think he's the probable winner, but when you look at Hanseatic's form, he won his first three and then ran well in the Blue Diamond, obviously, and then he's hit two soft tracks and Moonee Valleys. Back to Caulfield, where he's got a terrific record, and Luke Curry is unbeaten in three rides on him. So, I think it's a very straightforward race, as in that Anders will lead Hanseatic, and Ranting, I think, has really established that he's better ridden off the speed. So they'll probably settle in that order, and they may run in that order. But I think Hanseatic will really make a race of it late. But I'll go 2, 1, and 3. But yeah, you don't need a big field for it to be a fascinating contest, that's for sure.
Absolutely. We've just got that confirmation coming through from Racing Victoria down at Werribee, and it is confirmed that Wichita, unfortunately, has sustained a fracture to its right hind leg in track work this morning at Werribee. The vets are currently assessing the horse's injury to determine the appropriate management plan. The horse will be confined to its box under veterinary care. So, gee, fingers crossed for Wichita that he will be able to recover from that. But he has sustained a fracture to his right hind leg at track work this morning. He, of course, was the favourite for the Group 1 Kennedy Cantala. Obviously, will take no part in the Spring Carnival. So that's a big blow to the Coolmore team down there at Werribee today. Our thoughts are with them. Race number 5 today is the first leg of the Quaddie at Caulfield, the Highland Race Colours Handicap. And this is over the 2,400 metres. No scratchings. Saracen Knight, he did your followers proud, Dino, because you tipped him at a good price to win last start. And Dan O'Brien was pretty confident about his chances today. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's the one to beat, Michael. It was a really good win, and probably a bit of a bonus win, because I think he'll be better at the 2,400 and beyond. He was so strong to the line in a fast run race, and he looks as though this will suit. I think Massaf's a really promising stayer. I thought he might have been a little bit of a lightweight chance for a race like the Metropolitan, but he's just probably a little bit behind in preparations. But his three runs in Sydney have been good. He's the danger. Cadre du Noir, not much went right for him in Sydney. He still ran well, and he goes in the quaddie. And Supergirl is the one coming off the Naturalism and the Bart Cummings, so she's actually dropping in grade. Made the announcement they're going to ride her closer from a good draw, which is a good idea, and she's next best. It's a good competitive race, but Saracen Knight the one to beat. 7, 2, 8, and 12.
7, 2, 8, and 12. Is 270 about the right price, or is it getting tight?
It wouldn't want to be any tighter, that's for sure, because there is good competition in the race. And you know, even horses I haven't mentioned, the likes of Good Idea hasn't had much luck of late. Master Shahood's in form, Barade's looking for this trip. So it's not, you wouldn't want to get any shorter, that's for sure.
The Ned's Village Stakes is at the second leg of the quaddie, listed over 1,200. No scratchings. Corsi Kate, a really good win last start, is the favourite at 3:30. William Thomas, spoke to John Price. He just said maybe not 100% screwed down, but he'll run well up to the 1,200, 4:40. The Velvet King, Dean's the interesting runner here for mine. Got really good first up form in WA against some top line sprinters. First run for Peter Moody at 6:50, and Sansom also first up's an interesting runner. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm with the Velvet King, Michael. First up, as you said, he's a terrifically versatile horse. It doesn't matter what trip he runs at. He's competitive, and he's jumped out well at Pakenham. I think he'll land right on the speed, and I think he'd be very hard to beat. Coruscate was beautifully placed to win first up, and he's beautifully placed again. James Cummings has made a real art form of these listed Group 3 races for these progressive sprinters, and he can run well. And 5, Sansom's the other one I'm putting in the quaddie. He's jumped out really nicely. Next best, William Thomas. Interesting that he's a horse that's got to relax and run on. They're taking the earmuffs off him, so it'll be interesting to see how he copes with that. But his first up run was sound. 1, 3, 5, and 4.
1, 3, 5, and 4 in the Ned's Village. Race number 7, the Ketnar Jewellers Lady Day Vase. And in this race, take out 6 and 12. Sovereign Awards a favourite. $5 a field, equal favourite with Shawar. Then we're out to A Fair to Remember, Paradis at $6.650. This is a competitive race, Dean.
Yeah, and for that reason, it's the load-up leg of the quaddie, Michael. I'm a fan of Miss Old Mantra, and she hasn't won for a while, but she's got a lot no favour today. I think 1,600 suits. The stable have been very open, and we spoke with Dwayne Dunn on the spring ticket that he was involved in the interference with her first up, and mentioned that she's basically a claustrophobic horse, so the wider draw actually suits her. So that was great insight from Dwayne that day, telling us about that, and I think it'll serve her well here, and I think she's got a great winning chance. The last time she ran at 1,600 at Caulfield, she did run second to Flit in the 1,000 Guineas. So I'm with her to beat 8 Sovereign Award. I thought she responded really well to Jamie Carr last start. It was a truly run race, but she just travelled beautifully into the race. Different scenario here. She might nearly even take it up, but I think she'll run well. Nine, Affair to Remember, was good winning last start at Flemington. She's been a mare that's had a lot of bad luck, and it's usually been at Caulfield, so just hope that she gets the breaks at the right time. And Spanish Reef won this race last year, and I think her form's building a similar way again. She's well drawn with Mark Zara, who certainly gets the best out of her next best. But we'll be putting a couple of others in the quaddy. 5, 8, 9, and 1.
5, 8, 9, and 1. And the last is an open affair to finish the day as well. We can take it 2, 4, 17, 18. Legionnaires, the favourite at 4:40, Dean.
Yeah, I thought he had a good chance, Michael, but I think Casio's a good hope here. He's got a tremendous record at 1,400 metres, this horse. His two runs for Aaron Purcell have been quite good. They've been at 1,200, but now he gets to 1,400, where he's had 12 goes for 4 wins and 7 placings, and I think he's well-suited here. I'm with him to beat number 9, and that is Legionnaire, who is back from stakes grade. He's got a good hope. 8, Simply Invincible with the blinkers on, and 15, Maritana. Now, he's a good winning horse. He's won 5 times, and Carlene Heffel's partnered him to all 5 wins. I would say this is Carlene's first ride at Caulfield, and she can't use her claim, so they're the little queries, but she certainly gets the best out of Maritana. 6, 9, 8, and 15.
6, 9, 8, and 15 in the last. Where do we go for the best, the play of the day in the quaddy?
Grand Promenade, the best. Michael, race 3, number 2. The Values, race 2, number 1, Harlem. For the quaddy, we're going first leg 2, 7, and 8. Second leg 1, 3, 5. Third leg's the load up leg for me. 1, 5, 8, 9. But chances also to 10 and 11. And the final leg numbers 6, 8, 9, 10, and 15. I like the first running double. I think the two main chances in race 1 are numbers 2 and 4, and in the Kunji numbers 1 and 3.
Good on you, Dino. Good luck today, mate.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.
Dean Lester joining us for his look at Blue Sapphire Stakes Day. Quick break on the other side. Hucker will find us the quaddy at Hamilton.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Gee, it's a big Wednesday because we've got Hamilton Cup Day as well, obviously postponed from Saturday. And Ray Huxley is here to find us the quaddy, Lees. Good morning, Hucker.
And good morning, Michael.
Let's get stuck straight into it. The first leg of the quaddy is a benchmark 70, race number 5 over 1,100 metres. Take out the 10. Frondeur's the favourite, a firm favourite at $2.40. Grandview Avenue, $3.30. And then we're at the 6 shillings at $7.50. How many do we need in this first leg, Hucker?
Well, if you want to really attack it, the number 8 only has to be somewhere near her best and she'll win the race. Forget about her first up run at Sandown last start. She was caught very wide all the way and she pulled up with the thumps. And invariably, horses who pull up with the thumps, I find that they go very well next time. She did win her first start at Maui by about 4 lengths and then won her second start at Pakenham. She's very, very smart. And providing everything's okay with her, I think she will be winning. I go 8 from 4, 2 and 9.
8 from 4, 2 and 9. The second leg is a benchmark 58 over 1,400. Take out 6, 8, 12, 14, 16. Defend is the favourite at 3.50. That song 3.80. And Vesnina is the third favourite at 7.50, Hucker.
Yeah, it's a very, very tough race. Defend, I had him down as one of the main chances and I finished up putting him on top. I didn't really expect him to be favourite, but that's the type of race it is. It's very, very open. Defend to beat number one, Cicillo, who won OK last start. It was a pretty weak race at Coleraine, but it won OK. And other chances I give to the 5 and the 3. So it's a tricky race, the second leg, but I'm going 4 from 1, 5 and 3.
4 from 1, 5 and 3. The feature is race number 7, the Hamilton Cup. In this race, you can take out 2 and 10. The favourite is Burt Whistle for Darryl Dodson, Lockie Neindorf at $3.90. Prince Ziggy, $5, as is Meteorite, and then you're out to the King at $5.50. It looks an open edition of the Cup, Hucker.
Yeah, it is. Well, they took out the two horse who would have been probably about a $2.90 favourite, and now it's a pretty open race. I think Prince Ziggy, if he found anything like his best form, and usually he is a very good, consistent horse, I thought he looked ideally placed in a race like this. He He ran second at El Gael at Moonee Valley 3 starts ago, and he beat Nolinton 3/4. It was a good run. Then he had no luck at Flemington, his next start, when he was slowly away and only beaten 3 lengths. He failed at Caulfield last start, but that was a very strong race won by Saracen Knight. I think here it's a huge drop in class, and I think he will be very hard to beat. The danger, Bert Whistle, though, she's a very, very honest mare, and she's very well placed here. I think they'll fight it out, those two. Next best, 7 and 8. 5, 4, 7, 8.
5, 4, 7, and 8. And the last is race number 8, a benchmark 70 over 1,400. Scratchings are 11, 16, 17, 18, and 19. Blinder, a 480 favourite ahead of Prince Helena at $5. And Merchant of Venice, $5.50, Hucker.
Yeah, I'm very keen on Merchant of Venice. This is a horse who showed terrific promise early in his career. He won his first start at Cranbourne quite easily and beat a pretty handy maiden field, and then went to Bendigo and stepped up to a 64 and was able to win again. And then he got beaten at Flemington, but obviously something went wrong because he disappeared for 2 years. And he resumed on September the 23rd at Flemington and came from second last on the home turn over 1,400 metres and was beaten less than 2 lengths. With that run under his belt, a good barrier, Clayton Douglas, he's only got the 2 rides today. I think this is the one he's gone up there for, and I'm very keen on him to win. 8 from 2, I think he's the main danger. And then I struggled with the rest, so I go 8, 2, 13, and 7. I think he's the best of the day, race 8. Number 8, Merchant of Venice. I think the value is in the cup. Race 7, number 5, Prince Ziggy. And for the quaddie, take your pick in the first leg. You can take 2, 4, 8, and 9. I think the 8 will be winning. So you can, if you want to, you can take the 8 one out. The second leg, I'm going 1, 3, 4, and 5. The third leg, I'm only taking 4 and 5. And the last leg, I'm only taking 2 and 8. So it's a pretty cheap quaddie today.
Hucker, best of luck today.
Good, thanks very much, mate.